listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you from that great psalm, Psalm 119, and I want to read to you about enemies, teachers, and ancients. You'll see what I mean. Psalm 119, starting at verse 98, I'm going to read through verse 100, where we read this. You, through your commandments, make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. I have understand more than the ancients, because I keep your precepts. In these verses, we see that the psalmist was wiser and had more understanding than his enemies, his teachers, and the ancients. We trust that this was not said in a boastful, proud spirit. But instead, look at why he could say such a thing. He said it's because your testimonies are my meditation. He meditated upon the word of God. You see, he had more understanding than all his teachers. Now, we hope that his teachers were not the same as the previously mentioned enemies, because he took a very serious study and meditation on God's word. This passage teaches us that it is not wrong or bad to have teachers, because the psalmist indeed had, either now or in the past, teachers who taught him about life and God's word. No, this verse is not a renunciation of those teachers. But this passage teaches us that our understanding of God's word and his ways is not limited to what we receive from our teachers. That is, it teaches us that we can learn from our own study and meditation, that teachers are often helpful, but they're not absolutely necessary. Understanding is necessary. Teachers may or may not be. This passage also teaches us that this understanding does not come easily. Friends, true meditation involves some element of mental and spiritual work. It requires the ability to stay focused and the necessary tools for biblical understanding and analysis. This principle has been proven in the lives of God's servants again and again. The Bible tells us of men who were not educated by the world's standards, such as the disciples. We see that in Acts chapter 4. Yet they had great understanding, and they were effective in serving God. Now, that principle is not only founded on pages of the Bible, but it's also proven in the lives of God's servants since Bible times. Notable examples include Charles Spurgeon, D.L. Moody, William Carey, D. Martin Lloyd-Jones, and Hudson Taylor. None of these men had a formal theological education by the standards of their day, but they were learned, and they were effective in serving God. It's helpful to remember that God has used many who were greatly educated. Moses, Daniel, and Paul are all biblical examples. Augustine, Luther, and Billy Graham are just a few historical examples. It's just as wrong to think that formal education disqualifies someone for effective service as it is to think that it automatically qualifies someone for effective service. Now, if it were not bold enough to say that he was wiser than his enemies and had more understanding than his teachers, the psalmist added a third thought in verse 100. I understand more than the ancients because I keep your precepts. Now, this is particularly meaningful when we realize how highly regarded the wisdom of the ancients was in that day and in that culture. In the modern world, it's all too common to disregard the wisdom and the understanding of the ancients, but not in the psalmist's time. This also tells us that while we should in general respect the understanding and the wisdom of the ancients, which the psalmist surely did in general, we are not slaves to their wisdom and understanding. Our rule for faith and doctrine is the Bible itself, not the understanding or interpretation of it, even from the great men of history. Charles Spurgeon put this idea well. He said, "We may hear the wisest teachers and remain fools, but if we meditate upon the sacred word, we must become wise. There is more wisdom in the testimonies of the Lord than in all the teachings of men if they were all gathered into one vast library. This one book outweighs all the rest." Well, I hardly agree with those words from that great preacher of Victorian England, Charles Spurgeon. And I pray that you do. And I pray that you are finding true wisdom and knowledge by spending time in God's Word. Spend some time in that Word and do it today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.